you expect out of Corey Graham, and do you think cornerback is something he's still able to do?
You know, I was talking about that with him yesterday or 2 days ago when he had come in. Well, we're going to start him off at safety, but one of the things we like about him is he is a multidimensional player. He's even played nickel in the past. You know, he's played corner. He's got the ability to match up against wide receivers. I think that's one of his strong points. He made 100 tackles, I think, a couple years ago. You know, so he's a reliable player. I think that's the bottom line. He's smart. He makes quick adjustments. I was only with him 1 year, but, you know, he played in the division when I was in Detroit. He played in the division in Chicago. Always been a good special teams player. There's a lot of different ways. But that being said, he hasn't been in camp, so, you know, we'll evaluate him as we go forward.
He's been, he started 16 games each of the last 2 years.
I think he's played in 16 games. I think his entire I'm not sure his rookie year. I think he only played like 13. I'm not sure if he was hurt or he was brought up or whatever. But, you know, when I said reliable, that's more than just knowing what to do. That's being reliable physically to go out and play also.
That's okay. Starting him out at safety, is there a way? I know you said he's dynamic. He can do a lot of things. But can you get him on the field with Malcolm and Rodney?
Well, Malcolm has played some nickel in the past, particularly when we like some of those matchups in there. So there's potential for that opportunity for a safety to come in, and a three safety package, which we played probably more due to necessity last year. Some was on our terms, but some was due to necessity. But it allows us potentially to do it more on our terms.
Most guys who are older, you know, guys slow down a little bit. Does he still have the wheels to play corner?
I think we'll see that. You know, I mean, that's why you practice, and that's why you play preseason games and those kind of things. I know that he's a good pro, takes care of himself. You know, he's played a long time in the NFL, but he's also been available to play all that time. And part of that is a testament to his preparation, physically and mentally, his ability to do those things. So I would, you know, you never want to bet before, you know, or determine the results before it happens. But if you base it on his past history, he's been very reliable that way. So I would hope that same thing would happen.
He looks like he has the ability to still play corner. Would you like to move him there?
I don't know. I mean, we'll probably, you know, get him some, you know, guest appearances and things like that. But, you know, the thing is with our safeties, and I think you guys see it with Malcolm and you see it with Rodney at times, those guys are matched up on wide receivers quite a bit. So I think we'll be able to see some of those things without even playing him at corner. But, you know, I think we'll be open to, you know, to everything. You don't want to close your mind to anything. But, again, it's not going to be based on thought process going in. It's going to be the results of training camp and 4 preseason games. I think one of the good parts of this is it would be much more difficult to evaluate those kind of things, his ability to play corner, nickel, safety, whatever it would be, if this was the 4th preseason game now and we were signing him. You know what I mean? But, you know, now he's got some days of practice before the 1st preseason game. We'll be able to get a good body of work and be able to, you know, truly identify or truly evaluate where he is.
As far as the corners, the young guys coming back, you know, C.J. Smith and Kalen Mills, maybe even Aaron Grimes, have they shown you any kind of improvement in consistency that you've been looking for that you were saying last week?
Yeah, I think all those guys have shown something. I don't know that anybody is consistent enough where we don't look at anybody else. And I said the same thing coming into camp or maybe back in OTAs, that it would be nice to have, you know, solid guys or solid starters in those positions. But we're still in the middle of a competition. Everybody's striving to be consistent. I think, you know, not only against our offense and, you know, particularly, you know, against some of the guys like Alshon and Torrey that are, you know, established NFL players, and we can watch them against those. But preseason games, I think, has a lot to do with it. You know, a lot of times you go into preseason games and, you know, you're there to evaluate players. And we had a couple times last year where we played man-to-man just about every snap just to see those guys. You know, you call a preseason game a lot different than you call a regular season game because – you know, you want to see players compete. You want to see players win. You know, if you blitz and you sack the quarterback, I mean, it's good, but would you rather see four-man pass rush and sack the quarterback? You know, would you rather play cover two and not know if a corner can play, or play cover one, even in situations that maybe you wouldn't play? So all those guys have shown up somewhere. Everybody on our 90-man roster has shown up somewhere. But being consistent and winning matchups consistently, you know, we're still work in progress there. I don't think that's any secret.
Patrick Robinson was down on himself after what he called a terrible practice day a couple days ago. Do you sense that he's kind of going through it from a confidence standpoint right now, and what are you doing to try to get him to a better place?
You know, I just think that the thing is, when you have players like that, and Patrick has some good experience in the NFL, he has high standards for himself. And what, I don't want to say what might be expected from a younger player, but you know, you get a younger player like those guys we were talking about, and you know there's going to be some ups and downs, and it just shows you the standard he's holding himself to. You know, he doesn't want those ups and downs. You know, and you know, everybody's going to have a tough day somewhere along the line. The competitors, the guys you can rely on, the guys that come back and correct those things. I like what I've seen Patrick that way. You know, put it the other way, he has a really bad day, and it just water goes off his back. I don't know what the analogy is. But I'd be more concerned about that than a guy that takes it personal and has a lot of pride.
Jim, are you pretty sure right now that the starting quarterback for you, for whether it will be one or on the roster right now?
I think that's why we play preseason games and practice.
Jim, what do you see?
We're really on the corners, aren't we? We don't have pass rush, linebackers, nothing else. I mean, you guys.
Stay with the quarters. What do you think of the sword
Douglas football? So we're hitting them all. Inconsistent, you know, and I'm sure he would tell you the same way. You know, he's not only trying to learn all the nuances of the scheme, he's trying to be consistent with technique. You know, you know, I think it feels like every time he gets, you know, like a finger in the dike, so to speak, another leak pops somewhere else. And that's, you know, that's what happens with rookies. And I think somewhere along the line for Russell, the game will slow down a little bit. You know, I think were you guys out there for rookie minicamp? Okay, now I don't know if you guys. He was very confident. We had nothing in. I mean, nothing. It was simple as could be. But he was very confident. He was very competitive, and he showed really well. And what happened is, the more stuff that you put in, it took away from some of that other stuff. Eventually, it all circles back. It does for every player. Eventually, it circles back that he can start going back to the other things and not worry about what to do on every single play. And, you know, I don't want to just single him out. It's the exact same for every other position on the football field. Whether you're a quarterback or, you know, offensive lineman, you know, it's got to get to the point where you know the scheme so well that now the game slows down for you. I think it's a well-used idiom or whatever it is, but there's a reason for it, and because the game does slow down for guys. Russell's not there yet.
We got two more new reporters. Last year, C.J. Smith, the rookie, to now, the biggest difference that you see in him?
It has slowed down for him a little bit compared to last year at this time. Last year at this time, his head was swimming. He was coming from, you know, North Dakota State, and, you know, everything was new to him. Now he's been able to work more on technique. He's been, you know, able to win matchups and things like that. You know, so he's an improved player from year one to year two, and I think that's, you know, the sign that he's on the right track. You know, all rookies, all players are inconsistent, particularly young players, but you know, he's been very assignment sound, and I think that's, and when you can do that, then you can start working on the other things.
You said a little bit ago about Nick Jerry that you weren't concerned necessarily about his ability to coverage coming from college playing safety. If he had to show you that he could take on a guy like Grant Brooks, for example, what have you seen from him in the run game so far?
Very encouraged. He's done those things. He's responded to every challenge we put in front of him. When we've had some of those live contact practices is when he's shown up the most. And I think there is some football player, in quotation marks, to him. Like I said, you expect him to be good in coverage, but he's played very tough, very physical. You don't get very many live periods in practice, but when it has, he showed up. He's been assignment sound, and it's going to be a big preseason for him to continue to show that progress and show. But been very encouraged by him.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, guys. See you out there.